Hi, I'm Ezra Fieldsmeyer.
And I'm Marty Harding.
And welcome back to another episode of Animation and Beyond.
That's right. I'm very excited this week to talk about one of my favorite animated movies that has turned into a huge franchise, as we'll get into later, and that's Kung Fu Panda.
Yes, which is one of the most famous franchises made by DreamWorks Animation.
Definitely. If you were born anywhere between 2000 and 2008, you probably remember this movie, as it was a total hit when it came out for its humor, spearheaded by the infamous Jack Black, along with a whole slew of other wonderful characters.
Yeah, I know.
But first, before we talk about Kung Fu Panda, we're going to do an actress feature on Awkwafina.
Yes, I know. Awkwafina is a famous actress and rapper and comedian.
That's right. Originally from Queens and born to a Chinese parent and a Korean American parent, Awkwafina came to prominence as a rapper when she released a big song on YouTube in 2012.
I see, yes, and her real name is Nora Lum.
That's right. And she grew more famous as a rapper until she got her first role in a MTV comedy show called Girl Code.
I see, yeah, and I know she's been in a lot of movies like Crazy Rich Asians and things like that. And she's even been in a lot of animated movies, including Storks, the Angry Birds movie 2, the SpongeBob movie Sponge on the Run, Raya and the Last Dragon, as we remember as Sisu, The Bad Guys, the remake of The Little Mermaid as Scuttle, and Migration. And into this new movie, she's the voice of Shen, this new character.
In Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so she's done a lot of voice acting roles, and I would say her voice is pretty easy to identify in these films. Do you think so, Ezra?
Yes, I agree, yeah. I forgot to mention she was also in Jumanji, The Next Level.
Yes, and she was also in one of my favorite movies, Ocean's 8, and Neighbors 2. Usually she plays comedy roles, but she has done some more serious roles in her career.
I know, yes. I know she's going to be in the new live-action animated comedy film, If, coming out May 17th. And she's also going to be in a voice in another film called Wildwood and playing another character in the film called Grand Theft Lotto. And I know recently she was the narrator of the docuseries A Real Bug's Life from National Geographic for Disney Plus.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about that last one. That's cool.
Yes, I know. And she's guest starred on shows like The Simpsons and the 2019 show The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance. I know she's been in an adult animated comedy for HBO called Animals, and she's appeared on SNL once.
That's right.
And even regular show. And the first TV show she was in was called Girls Code.
Yeah, that was her jumping off role. But since then, obviously, she's done so many different roles and rose to great prominence. I will mention fun facts about Awkwafina. She was trained all through high school in trumpet and classical jazz. So she has a classical music background. And she adopted the stage name Awkwafina at 15 years old as her rapper name, which I think is pretty funny because that's a long time to have a stage name.
I know, yeah.
She majored in journalism at the University of Albany. And she began rapping at the age of 13 using GarageBand.
Yeah, I know.
Awkwafina has a really cool, versatile skill set. She's definitely one of the funniest actors, I think, out there right now. Every time she appears in a show, whether it's just her voice or it's live action, she is hilarious.
I agree. Like I mentioned in those animated films, she is, including Sisu in Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah. And so she is definitely someone to keep your eye on, an excellent, excellent artist. Anything else you'd like to say about Awkwafina, Ezra?
She has a really distinct voice.
Oh, yeah. How would you describe her voice?
I would say comedic, hysterical, somewhat kooky.
A little bit. I think what you're picking up on is she has a Queens accent. So she sounds like she's from New York. She's blunt. It's sharp. She's kind of raspy. She talks really quickly often. So those are signifiers of Awkwafina's voice when she does voice roles.
Yes, yes. And now I'm ready to talk about Kung Fu Panda, the franchise.
Great, let's get into our feature presentation.
So, Kung Fu Panda is one of the most famous franchises from DreamWorks Animation, along with Shrek, Madagascar, How to Train Your Dragon, Trolls, and some others.
That's right. What do you think sets Kung Fu Panda apart from those other ones?
It's about martial arts and action.
Yeah, definitely. It actually fits into a specific Chinese genre called wuxia, which is like a whole canon of media that takes place in this fantasy ancient world of martial arts. So the fact that it not only takes place in China in a different culture, but also has this unique genre aspect to it is really interesting.
I see, yeah. I know the first Kung Fu Panda movie was released on June 6th of 2008. And I know the idea that it was originally planned to be a parody, like of martial arts movies, but the director, however, instead decided to make it an action comedy wuxi film that incorporates a hero's journey narrative archetype for the lead character.
Definitely. And Poe is definitely a hero. What's the plot of the movie? What's Poe's story?
It's about Po, who's a noodle chef who's the adopted son of Mr. Ping, who's a goose, voiced by James Hong. And more than anything, he dreams of doing kung fu. And one day in that like kung fu ceremony that was led by wise old Master Shifu, Po tries to get in, but then when he gets in there, he gets accidentally, by mistake, chosen as the dragon warrior.
Yeah, and there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that.
I know, and nobody expects a big, bulking panda to be chosen. And I know Oogway, who's the wise old shaman-like tortoise, says to Shifu that there are no accidents, even when accidents actually happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of that whole conversation is calling attention to the fact that you can't judge a book by its cover. Just because this panda appears to be unathletic and appears to sleep all the time and appears to be, puffy and uncoordinated, doesn't mean that he can't be this powerful, powerful figure. So there's definitely a little bit of commentary on stereotyping in this movie.
Yes, I know. And then Po meets the Furious Five, who are the greatest warriors. Tigress, who's the strongest, voiced by award-winning actress Angelina Jolie. Mantis, who's a hilarious mantis, voiced by Seth Rogen. Viper, voiced by Lucy Liu. Crane, voiced by David Cross. And Monkey, the playful, fun-loving monkey, voiced by Jackie Chan. And I know Po becomes later Shifu's student to defeat the evil snow leopard Tai Lung, voiced by Ian McShane, who, after 20 years after being in prison, has unexpectedly escaped and to go out to get his revenge.
That's right. To be clear, Tai Lung was in prison, not Ian McShane. Now, get a load of that all-star cast. This movie is stacked with famous actors and actresses, and all of the sequels held that tradition up as they went along, adding more and more famous names.
And later on, with all the hard work, Po does later prove to become the Dragon Warrior, to become a hero, and later defeats the evil Tai Lung, who just wanted the Dragon Scroll.
That's right. There you go. The hero's journey in a nutshell, told through this lovable panda, who's voiced by Jack Black.
Yes, Po. And the film was a, when it first came out, was a critical and commercial success and became one of the most popular films of 2008. Nominated for an Oscar for Best Animated Feature, but lost to WALL-E. But it did, however, win an Annie Award for Best Animated Feature.
So it got the recognition from somewhere.
Yes, I know. And the film, I know, did get some short films like Secrets of the Furious Five, which was released for the home media releases when it was released later in the year. And that short was, well, Po, who explains to some bunny kung fu students about the origins of the Furious Five and how they became great kung fu masters.
So, giving some backstory to the Furious Five.
Yes, and then there was a few years later was the second film, Kung Fu Panda 2, which was released on May 26th of 2011.
That's right. I read a fun fact about the second film that it was the highest grossing film directed solely by a woman in the world until it was outshone by Wonder Woman in 2017.
I see, and But for an animated movie, it was surpassed by Frozen 2 years later.
That's right.
Well, I know Kung Fu Panda, Po goes on a new adventure with the Furious Five and learns that there's the evil peacock Lord Shen who's plotting on erasing Kung Fu from existence. So Po and the Furious Five go on a long adventure to Gangnam City and fight against Lord Shen and his army of wolves, who I remember were pretty scary.
They were. I will also mention Gary Oldman voiced Lord Shen.
Yes, he's a legendary actor. And I know comedian Danny McBride voiced the Boss Wolf, who was his main henchman, who I thought was kind of comedic and funny and not very intelligent.
That's right. He was the classic brawny but not so smart villain.
I know, and it had Victor Garber as Master Rhino, and also Dennis Haysbert as Master Ox, and Jean-Claude Van Damme as Master Croc, who were some of the supporting characters in the sequel.
Got it. And how did the sequel stack up to the first film?
Well, I forgot to mention also in the film, Poe does discover his true identity of what happened to him when he was a baby, when his parents abandoned him and when they were attacked by the wolves, and Poe tragically lost his mother. And I know the sequel was also a critical and financial success. It was the highest grossing animated film until Frozen. And I know it was the sixth highest grossing film of 2011. And I think also the highest grossing animated film of that year. The other two highest grossing films of that year were The Smurfs and Pixar's Cars 2.
Gotcha.
And I know the film was also, like its predecessor, nominated for an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature, but lost to the animated Western film Rango.
Oh, I remember Rango.
It came out that same year, and I know the film was a hit just like the first movie, and 5 years later is when it got a sequel. Got another one, Kung Fu Panda 3, which came out in January of 2016. It was about Po, who gets reunited with his long-lost father, Lee Shan, voiced by
Bryan Cranston, another super famous actor,
who replaced Fred Tatasciore, who voiced him briefly at the end of the previous movie. And I know Oogway returned as a posthumous character. And I know the new villain was General Kai, who was voiced by J.K. Simmons. And I know there was also a female panda introduced in the movie named Mei Mei, voiced by Kate Hudson, although she was going to originally be voiced by Rebel Wilson, but she dropped out and she was replaced by Kate Hudson.
That's right. Both incredibly famous female actresses that they brought in to play Mei Mei.
I know.
And is Mei Mei a romantic character for Po or just another friend?
Kind of somewhat a romantic love interest for Po. There is also Bao, who was a young panda cub. And some of the other characters who appeared as supporting characters were Master Bear, Master Chicken, and also a Master Croc, who I think was different one from the previous film.
And these are the masters covered in the follow-up short, Secret of the Masters, which was another short film made about Kung Fu Panda.
Yes, I know. I forgot to mention that Shifu, Po's mentor, was voiced by legendary actor Dustin Hoffman.
Of course.
And then there's Kung Fu Panda 4, which recently came out on March 8th, was about Po, who goes on a new adventure and faces his greatest foe yet, the chameleon, voiced by legendary actress Viola Davis, who voiced the chameleon, this new villain. And I know in the film, Po goes on this adventure with Shen, who's a fox who goes on an adventure, who does later learn Kung Fu from Po, who learned a lot from Shifu. And I know along the journey is when Mr. Ping, voiced by legendary actor Dustin Hoffman, went on the journey with Po's real father, Lee Shan, and when they follow him on the adventure.
That's right. Accompanied by Zhen, who's played by Awkwafina, as mentioned earlier. And the two have a really sweet relationship. How would you describe their dynamic, Ezra?
Shen doesn't really understand, though. She's a wanted criminal, but somewhat similar to like Aladdin and Flynn, or also a bit like Flynn Rider from Tangled, because she's a wanted criminal, though, kind of an anti-hero, but later becomes the partner of the main character.
Yeah, whereas Po is obviously the dragon warrior and is kind of a rule follower, at this point, and so they complement each other well.
So Poe is now like considered a role model, and I know they work together and to defeat the chameleon. And I know in the film there were some other characters like who later on work with Poe to defeat the chameleon. And I know that Tai Lung, who was the villain of the first movie, returned as a spirit.
That's right. I saw that in the trailer and was so confused because I thought Tai Lung died. But
he died, but after he died, he comes back as a spirit.
That's right. And that's one of the powers of the chameleon is to transform into Tai Lung. So let's talk about all of the other ways that Kung Fu Panda has been made into media.
Like in 2010, it was made into a Christmas special called Kung Fu Panda Holiday, which I know first premiered on NBC November 24th, 2010, the same day Disney's Tangled was released.
Wow.
And I know there was the first TV show in the franchise, Kung Fu Panda Legends of Awesomeness, which premiered on Nickelodeon and ran from 2011 to 2016.
That's right. And that TV series was extremely successful. It won 11 Emmy Awards.
Yeah, and I know one episode had Bad Poe, who was Poe's evil twin.
Ooh.
And then there was the second TV show, Kung Fu Panda, The Paws of Destiny, which introduces panda cubs who learn some kung fu moves. And it was on Amazon Prime Video and ran from November 16th, 2018 to July 5th, 2019, I remember. And then there was the third Kung Fu Panda show, Kung Fu Panda the Dragon Knight, which ran from July 14th, 2022 into September 7th, 2023. And that's when Poe goes on a new adventure where Jack Black does reprise his role as Poe.
Oh, sweet.
And there's a new bear character who becomes Poe's new partner in that show, which had three seasons and was on Netflix. And it was a good show too. And there are also video games in the franchise, like the original Kung Fu Panda game, which was a big hit, just like the movie. And then there were games based on the sequel. And there was also a virtual world from 2010 to 2012 called Kung Fu Panda World, which was an online virtual world game. And for some time, there's been an arena show from 2010 until like 2011. And there's been attractions at parks, including Universal Parks, and was at an area that was at called DreamWorks Experience, which was at Dreamland, a theme park in Australia.
Wow. So this franchise has seen so much media. And if we can back it up to the arena show, I read about that. It was going to be totally spectacular and be a live action version of Kung Fu Panda with real Chinese acrobatics and martial arts masters. And not much actually ever came of that show because they kept pushing auditions back, which is really a bummer because I would have loved to see a live action martial arts and acrobatics Kung Fu Panda. But alas, there are real life versions, as you mentioned, at DreamWorks Dreamland and DreamWorks Experience. And there have been temporary establishments in multiple other places. Point being, this is an extremely, extremely successful franchise. I mean, this franchise is so successful. All four films grossed together over $2 billion, which is a ton of money. And I think they have garnered enough awareness that most kids these days, even if they're born more recently, know what Kung Fu Panda is. Now, is there anything else you'd like to say about Kung Fu Panda, Ezra?
It's a fun, action-packed franchise. It's funny, it's hilarious, it's clever, but at times it can also be a little scary.
Definitely. Yeah, it has some spooky moments for younger kids, but overall is a very warm, funny, silly story.
Yes, yeah, about the epic saga of Poe.
That's right, our favorite hero. Let's move on to trivia. We have to answer our trivia question from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was about Family Guy, I remember.
Yes, and the question was, two of the original writers from Family Guy left Family Guy for Seth MacFarlane's second animated show called American Dad. Who were those two writers? And the answer is Mike Barker and Matt Weitzman are the two who... left the show.
And then moved on to another show he did, American Dad.
Yeah, and they were actually co-creators on that show. Now we have a trivia question about Kung Fu Panda.
There was another Kung Fu Panda short that we didn't mention that came out in 2011 and was set after the events of the second movie. What is the name of that short?
If you think you know the answer, be sure to listen to the next episode.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Animation and Beyond. Bye!
Thank you for listening, and goodbye!